Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, all unqualified praise is due to Allah, and after that, all unqualified praise is due to Allah. Alhamdulillah, alladhi anzala alayna kitabu mubeen, all praise is due to Allah, who sent down upon us his book most clear. When I shahadu an la ilaha illallah, we bear openness and testimony without hesitation, reservation, or embarrassment, that there is no deity, no object of worship except Allah. Lahul mulk, his is the kingdom. Wa lahul hamd, to him is due all unqualified praise. Bi yadihi al-khayr, in his hand is all good. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, and he has power over all things. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidina Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. And we bear open and sound testimony without hesitation, without reservation, without embarrassment, that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is his servant and his messenger. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barak ala Sayyidina Muhammad. O Allah, send your prayers, your peace, and your blessings upon our leader Muhammad wa ala alihi and upon his family wa sahbihi and upon his companions ajma'in, all of them. Wa ya ayyuha al-muslimun, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. نساؤكم حرث لكم فاعتوا حرثكم أنا شئتم وقدموا لأنفسكم واتقوا الله وعلموا أنكم ملاقوه وبشر المؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. Allah the Mightiest has spoken the truth. Your women are a place of sowing and cultivation. So come to your place of sowing and cultivation as you wish, but put forth righteousness for yourselves before, and be regardful of Allah in the manner as you should regard him, and know that you will meet him and give good news and give good news to the believers. من كان يريد حرث الآخرة نزل له في الحرث ومن كان يريد حرث الدنيا نعطيه منها وما له في الآخرة من نصيب. صدق الله العظيم. This reading, the 42nd surah, the 20th ayah, a translation or an expression of it, is to any who desires the harf of the hereafter, we give them increase in his harf. And to any that desires the harf of this world, we grant somewhat thereof, but he has no share or lot in the hereafter. Sadaqallah al-Azim, Allah the Mightiest has spoken the truth. A hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, while a person was in the wilderness, he heard a voice from the clouds. And the cloud was being commanded with these words: irrigate the garden of so-and-so. After that, the cloud moved aside and poured water on a stony ground. It filled a channel, that is the water. It filled a channel amongst the channels of that land, and that person followed, that is the person who heard the voice in the clouds, that person followed that water, and he found a person standing in the garden, busy in changing the course of the water with the help of a hatchet. And he was creating a rivulet, a way for the water to flow. He said to him, that is the one who had heard the voice in the cloud and followed the water, he said to him, O servant of Allah, what is your name? The person responded, so-and-so. And it was that very name which he had heard from the clouds. And he said to him, servant of Allah, why do you ask me my name? He said, I heard a voice from the clouds, of which the downpour, from which the downpour came, saying, water the garden of so-and-so, and it was your name. So the traveler, he asked, what do you do for this favor to be shown to you by Allah in this matter? He said, now that you asked, I look at what yield I get from the garden, and I give one third as charity out of it, and I and my children eat one third of it, and one third I return to it as an investment. Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we continue on our subject, which title is transformed a bit during this segment, on the woman, manhood, masculinity, and the woman. And this is the seventh installment. And the focus now is harf, harf. Nisa'akum harfun lakum. Add this to the primary verse that we started with, which is the cornerstone, actually, for the whole subject. Ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisaa. Just take that first part of it. Ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisaa. And then Allah says in the Quran, the verse that we're reading, النساءكم, نساءكم حرف لكم. So if man is responsible for نساء, and نساء is the حرف, then the man has responsibility for a garden, which is one of the meanings of حرف. And scripturally speaking, keeping the connection is the way to get what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is really communicating to us. And so you do, inshallah, following that logic, you have to translate nisa harf. And Allah told you, nisaakum harfun lakum. So God told you, women equal harf. Women equal cultivated earth. What is cultivated earth? It's a garden. Let's just cover some of the definitions we did last week, but let's bring them back. Harf, to till and sow, to cultivate, to cut a thing, to acquire goods, to collect wealth, to seek sustenance, work or labor, to plow, to study a thing thoroughly, to examine, to look into, to scrutinize, to investigate, to call a thing to mind. Harf also means garden, gain, acquisition, reward, recompense, seed produce, what is grown or raised by means of seed, date stones, planting. It also means a wife and also a road that is much traveled. Alhamdulillah, let me just bring a couple of things from to our attention with regard to the correlation between this in this hadith. And there's something that is, I'll say, even though we're looking at a translation, is conspicuously absent. Right? You remember in the story, voice heard in the clouds, water the garden of so-and-so, the water comes down, and the water goes to various channels, and then the person follows one of those channels, and then at the end of his following, he sees someone, you know, cutting a way for the water to flow into their garden, and then he, the traveler, asks, what's your name? My name is so-and-so. He said, why do you ask? Because I heard your voice in the clouds. And what is it that you do in order to get this kind of blessing from heaven? And he said, one third I give in charity. One third I and my children eat from it. Something missing? I and my children eat from it. And then the other third I invest back in the garden. Right? Now that's an investment strategy, number one. Wallahi, I'm saying, what Allah reveals to us, it is revelation. Revelation, that means the creator of the heavens and the earth is saying, look, you want a plan? You want an investment plan? You want a way to do something? Here's one. Give a third of what you earn from your business, your garden. Give a third in charity. The other third for your family. And then the other third invested back into your that generates that income or that produce for you. Over the weekend, alhamdulillah, we did have a wonderful time, a time to be grateful. Alhamdulillah. The guest speaker that night was, I believe his name is Kinsey. Anyway, they are archivists for very important art and sculpture and, you know, history among African Americans, classical. When I say classical, meaning that high level, high grade representative. But the point is, he was a speaker, and he and his wife, they met in college, and they have been married for 50 years. Have been married for some 50 years, and he retired at 40. He retired at 47, I think he's, I don't know, I don't know what it is, somewhere between 76 and 80 or something right now. Swims every day, et cetera, but, you know, that's another story. He and his wife made an agreement that she would not spend her check, meaning that they spent no money from her check for 15 years. That check went straight to hold. And so that turned out well. But you have to come to some serious agreements to get it like that. I'm sorry, my co-host Malik, who's with me on Monday, he also tells a story, like, you know, Shaquille O'Neal, for example, he didn't follow the way of some of the others. That he was more on the Magic Johnson kind of tip in terms of, well, shoot, I ain't gonna blow this money right here. You know, he certainly wasn't on the Alvin Iverson tip. I'm not mad at Alvin Iverson, but the point is, like, come on now. We've seen enough examples of people that have multi-millions of dollars in one moment in a contract for one period of time, and then after that, they can't even buy a cheeseburger. So that's a problem, right? So Shaquille apparently learned his lesson from then. So, I mean, you know, I don't know who's tired of seeing Shaq. I ain't mad at Shaq. Get your money, Shaq. You know, it's like he promotes everything. You know, that's an exaggeration, but you know what I'm saying. So, but the point is that there's another NFL player who, a basketball player, who didn't spend none of his, that paycheck. They do get a paycheck. He didn't spend none of that. He lived off something else during his whole career. Now, that's an investment strategy, right? So you got to learn how to live within your means with a vision towards the future, where you're going, all right? All right, well, here Allah is giving a strategy. You know, you have other people like A.G. Gasser and others like that. You know, you've heard these proverbs about, you know, pay yourself first. Right? Some 10% rule. You know, take 10% of what you have and just put that away. Don't mess with it. Just that, I don't see that. Just, right? So it's like, now you got to ask yourself, do I have an investment strategy? I mean, really? Or am I living from paycheck to paycheck? Or am I just money in, money out? You know? So this is it. So the point, obviously, not obvious, so let me make it obvious. That I'm pointing to first is that this hadith gives us an investment strategy. So even if you couldn't do it exactly the way, one third is too much, man. I have my check done with mortgage. Well, I get you. The point is that idea is it. And the first is the sadaqah. The first is the charity. That's investment. It's not going away from you. That's an investment. It's very important to understand that. If you don't see sadaqah, if you don't see charity as an investment strategy, you see it as some kind of tax on your income, you're in the wrong company. Meaning that you're meaning that when you have that attitude, you're in the company of a hypocrite. Let me just cover that. It's like, no, they think that it's like a tax. Oh, God, now God gonna take this from us, you know. No, it's an investment. Because when you invest in it, it multiplies to your benefit. And you know all the rest of, you know, for me at least, with many of the Quranic references to that, especially when it comes to the 7 ears and the 100 grains on every ear, blah, blah. And so, you know, think about it. If you got 1 grain, 7 ears, 100 grain, 700 grain, and you just turn around and put some more grain from the 700 and you plant that grain, then what happens? You see that infinity coming out of that? Because are you doing this? You're taking a grain that's going to grow 7 more ears. It's going to have 700. So it's like, listen, I can't even do the math. I can't do the math. I can't do the math. How many grains are on an ear of corn? And this is a metaphor that God has given us, right? How many grains are? But where did those 700 grain, where they come from? One. So now you got 700. What you should be saying is alhamdulillah. Because I can put this, I can take that. Hey, why just stop at 1 grain? What if I did 10 grains? And in those 10 grains, 700, you see how the math goes? I kind of like math, at least the old math that I used to do in junior high school. But But it goes like that. All right. But the point here to emphasize is not only is investment strategy, and that it starts with what you give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he said, I and my children. The next third, I and my children. Question, where's the wife? Where's the wife? Now, if you registered in your mind, the thinkers among you say, the wife is the garden. The prophet doesn't give empty, it's richer than mythology that is born out of eons of civilizational life, myths. I'm talking about Cupid and Eros and all those. Those are born out of eons of time, centuries of time, among a people who see wisdom that needs to be encapsulated, and they preserve that wisdom in stories and parables, et cetera, et cetera. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah has given me Jawami al-Kalim. He has given me the ability to say in a few words what it used to take volumes before my time to say. And so the Prophet speaks to us in that language as well. So when you read that language, you say, well, he's telling us. And the very absence of what logically makes sense is the point where you ask the question. And the Prophet said, half of the wisdom is in the right question. So the question is, why isn't the woman mentioned? I and my children. What happened? Your wife is starving somewhere? She's the garden. Children had to come from somewhere. She's the garden. Not only is she the garden, she's the rain. Bali, the Quranic term for marriage. One of the many. For marriage, Bali, a landmass enjoying the benefit of natural irrigation. Mr. and Mrs. This don't get old once you understand it and you get with it, you be good. Mr. and Mrs. are acronyms. Mr. Masculine Responsibility. When you fulfill your masculine responsibility, you have the right to be called Mr. And Mrs. is masculine responsibility supported. And I usually add an extra S, spiritually supported. Because more than anything, we as men need to be supported spiritually. And since the woman is kunut, let me underscore this. It's something I underscore in weddings. I usually play with it a little bit in weddings when we get to a salihat qanit. So I use it, the women are devoutly obedient. I'll say that and then just kick back for a minute while it soaks in. Because we know that in this society, we generally think that means be obedient to your husband. And we know in the age of postmodern feminism, et cetera, oh, I don't want no religion that you got to be devoutly obedient to your husband. Well, that's actually not what Al-Islam is saying, not what Quran is saying. Devout obedience would be obedience to Allah. Kunut is talking about the astrological level of obedience. The orbital swimming of the planets and the placement and the consistency of the stars and all these other elements in the universe, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. That's kunut. A human being cannot and should not give that kind of obedience to any other human being. That devotion is for Allah only. There's distribution of labor in the family context. There are things that men are expected to do, things that women are expected to do. But nobody worships anybody in that relationship. The man doesn't worship the woman, and the woman doesn't worship the man. They both worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, man has to be devout, but we should understand that this qunut is for Allah. So sister, your devoutness, your personal, special relationship with the creator of the heavens and the earth, that's your primary object, exclusive when it comes to devotion, your exclusive obligation for devotion. We've heard these terms, you know, well, she's a devoted wife and mother, alhamdulillah. This is that secular terminology. Now, when you start talking about religion, well, then that's not the word to use. Because devotion is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, sister, as you get rich through your devotion to Allah, you can get rich materially, but most important, as you get rich spiritually, your rich relationship with Allah. I'm talking your Mary McLeod Bethune. If you want to know something about faith, that's a real powerful story. Yes, Harriet Tubman, she's on the radar right now. Clara Muhammad. So many other names of women who have a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that gives power and support. Elijah Muhammad didn't come to the Farad Muhammad party. Come on. Clara Muhammad brought Elijah Muhammad to the Farad Muhammad party. And while he was running for his life, she was handling things. Well, you're going to hear about it soon enough if you haven't heard about it already. Dr. Khalilah Kamaja Ali, the wife, former wife, ex-wife of Muhammad Ali, nothing disparaging, but history is history. Over the weekend, at the Time to Be Grateful, she's publishing her autobiography, et cetera, and it's kind of a breaking my silence kind of mode. She was, I don't know, in the hood they would say she was on one, but I don't know. I wasn't there. But I know what she said publicly without hesitation, reservation, or embarrassment. That Sonny Liston poem that was read when he was Down Goes Sonny or whatever, that poem, she wrote that poem. Yeah, Daddy Came Got It when he was on the news reading the poem. Daddy came out, come on, Khalil, he's reading your poem. He's reading the poem you got. Down Goes Sonny. You know, that one, look it up. She wrote it as a teenager. Muhammad Ali was going to go into the service. And she convinced him not to. He was saying that he was going to go and, well, I'll just be like Joe Louis. You know, I'm just exhibition about you. Now, come on. You and I already know. Stay there, Muhammad. Where are they going to send him? Come on. Where are they going to send him? Front line. Might give him a gun. Might not. It might work. It might not. Nigga, we're going to kill you one way or the other. Come on now. Listen, look at that movie. You don't have to look at it. Take my word for it. Freedom Road with Kris Kristofferson. That's the only movie I really remember Muhammad Ali being in, maybe. They put him in that movie, Freedom Road, just trying to destroy his image. Destroy it. And plus he got killed straight up. You get killed in the movies, you got killed. So it was a woman. I'm trying to get to the understanding. A devoted woman. She was a devout Muslim. I'm speaking at this time, and I accept her devotion right now. So I'm not a judge in terms of whatever devotion is, and I'm not even trying to raise questions about it. I'm saying that her devoutness to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and her devoutness to al-Islam as it was understood then and as she continued post that, and she was very eager to let everybody know that I was the only Muslim woman that he ever married. She wasn't holding back to talk about punches. She was pulling no punches. Okay? Okay. Alhamdulillah. So what am I trying to get to? You've heard the saying, behind every great man is a great woman, right? There's truth to that. Masculine responsibility, spiritually supported, is what's needed in order for that garden to grow. There's a dynamic relationship. See, there's what the woman does for the man, and there's what the man does for the woman. And so when we get into that proper relationship, let's call it a dance. When we get into that balance, that dynamic, then more of my potential comes out as a man and more of her potential comes out as a woman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in her treasure, as Harith says, there's a treasure, there's a gain, there's a profit, there's a reward in your women. You have to cultivate your woman. You cultivate her, she cultivates you. That's how it works. That's how it works. And the longer we deny that hop, that reality, the longer we hold ourselves back from what life in this world promises. Do you understand that this life is not permanent? Do you understand that you're going to die, we're going to die, and we're not necessarily going to get a car to say, okay, tomorrow it's over? And you live so long out the cultivation that comes through the accepting of the responsibility that it goes with, quote unquote, a woman. So this water comes down and it feeds. It feeds the earth, and the produce comes from it. The earth is the man. Man is the earth. The woman is the water. The potential is what comes from both of them working together. She is a garden, and we are responsible to cultivate the garden. When we fulfill our responsibility, then fruit comes from that. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين. I want to read some words from Imam Wahdi Muhammad to bear on what we've been talking about. And he's speaking of how the Garden of Eden refers to all of creation. The full text that this conversation comes from, he's talking about Samson and Delilah and what happens there. But this is the core of it. He says, so when you plow it, he's talking about the earth, the garden, and actually about the woman. Because the verse that he's basing it on is where the Bible says Solomon speaking to Delilah, I believe it is, not Solomon, Samson speaking to God. He said, had you not plowed my heifer, you would not have solved my riddle and learned my secret. Okay. So you know that the way he lost his power was that when he got his hair cut off, right? He had seven locks. And the hint to that is that he had seven secrets. So when you solve his, when you solve his secret, you solve his riddle, because he would put riddles to the people. You solve his riddle, then you get, you take his power, if you will. And so he made this statement. But now, in answer to this Imam Muhammad, or in explaining it, Imam Muhammad is just talking about, well, what does it mean to plow, and who it, or what it is. So when you plow it, you're making it productive. So your vision should be on the garden right now. So when you plow it, you're making it productive. You're accepting your responsibility for it. That's me. He said, you're accepting your responsibility for it. And when Allah tells us through Muhammad in the Quran that the garden, the space of it is the width of the heavens and the earth, he's going to give you a garden that you will inherit. That means it is your natural right. It is your nature to have it. It didn't say you will get it as a gift. You will inherit the garden. So that means it's naturally yours. It's yours by nature, your natural property by virtue of your nature. So the whole universe becomes the garden. وَالصَّالِحَاتُ قَانِتَاتُ حَافِزَاتُ. This statement that the righteous woman is qunut, and the connection with qunut, with the stars, and the connection with harful lakum, the earth, you get from that the heavens and the earth. Woman is an embodiment of the universe. Worship the universe? Do you worship star, moon, sun? No. But every benefit that we get is gotten from the universe that we live in. The woman is an embodiment of the universe. She is a model. Allah has put the woman. The woman is a, she's a symbol. She's a symbol of the universe. Look, I got one wife. That's all I need. Understand this. Listen. Yeah, everybody, he working on number two, man. No, I'm not. But I, if some of you would read out of what I'm saying and take that conversation in righteousness to a woman, she might at least give you time of day. Oh, you think I'm a model of the universe? Come on now, you ain't never had game like that. Now, you know you ain't never had game like that. You know, yeah, baby, you know what? But don't play with it now. You get out there and get you one of them fatal attractions, and we all know about that. A swim fan and all the rest of that. So let's move on, Fahim. So this is a fact. We have much to say about that, but we got to go. So what is it telling us? I'm quoting Imam Muhammad. So what is it telling us? It's telling us that the garden in Genesis is not talking about a physical spot on earth. It's not even talking about the whole earth. It is talking about the creation, all of it, because the Quran says that the width of it, what's been promised to the believer, the width of it is as the heavens and the earth. So now he says, so the real helpmeet, because the Bible says that Eve would be a helpmeet to Adam. So he's given the tafsir, the explanation of, well, this is what is meant. Why is that term used? The woman being described as a helpmeet. Well, he's explaining. He says, so the real helpmeet, the mate, your wife, is not only the earth, it is the universe. A wife and women are more than they seem to us. When we look, we see just a body, a person. Learn how to see. She's an image of the universe. Listen, when I say image of the universe, and I say, well, I don't see no stars. I don't see no clouds. Listen. How she impacts your life is like the universe impacts your life, yes, in the positive and in the negative, but the universe is not your enemy. The universe just challenges you in a way to bring out potential that you wouldn't bring out if you were not so challenged. I'm trying to shut that woman up. Here we go again. We got the blah, the blah. It's like, stop. Maybe that's the universe talking to you. Maybe the universe is telling you, you know what? You need to work on that part right there. Oh, no, I'm good. So, here's something from a natural philosopher. He said, to speak about Mother Nature, right? To speak about the universe as a reflection of the woman. So then she's a reflection. She is nature. She is nature. And the philosopher says the best way to get nature's obedience is to obey her. You know, I got to talk to married men right now. Come on now. You know, some of your best days is when you do what your wife told you to do. It's good. It's like, yeah, okay. Let's do that. Yeah, you want to do it? Yeah. It's cool, right? And then she go back to where she was. And you can go back to what you were doing, right? Don't y'all tell Yolanda I said that. No, but that's reality. The woman situation is that she has a nature to improve. Put a period on that. She has the nature to improve. The women. Women. Show me a man that gets a good woman, I'll show you improvement. And he get worse. I don't know who to blame. Is it him or her? Yeah, but in reality, it's her nature to improve. You get a house or apartment, she's going to improve it. You get some property, she's going to improve it. I'm talking about natural. Starley has cornered. She's going to look at you and I. She's going to improve us. That's her nature. So many times, brother, you want to improve, but you're trying to do it without a woman. You may find that you're marking time. You are right, i.e., you're stable, but you're not progressing. I'm talking about those without that push. It's your back. So listen, if God created us, he created the man, he created the woman, he created a system that we are supposed to interact on, and he has worked, he has established the qadr, khalaqa sawa qadr hada. He has established a potential that is in us to move from simple to complex, and you cannot make that movement as a man or as a woman without the dynamic interaction that Allah intends to happen. So the reward, the gain, the productivity is going to come through the relationship. And in that relationship, that's where the growth comes. So, I mean, we should see those who are unmarried and not strongly motivated about it, You see, you're holding yourself back. You're holding yourself back. Unless you just decide, okay, I'm good. I can go out like this. I'm good. Okay, well, that's on you. I'm talking to other normal people. You know, no, I don't want to go out like this. You know? And, man, listen, let me tell you this. I'm watching my clock. 3 minutes, 25 seconds. Is that at the time to be grateful. You know, had a lot of conversations. People haven't seen for a while. People come up, you know, have these many conversations, right? If I had to encapsulate what were the conversations about, I'm talking about in the circle of people that come toward me. The women were talking about marriage and all of the issues that go with it. Yes, polygyny, divorce, marriage. Is there anybody in Oakland for me? Right? You know, men, it's really something. Men, they were asking about, it was all about health. Yeah, man, I gave up that meat, man. You know, you need to eat, you know, protein-based diet, right? You know, man. When I gave up that meat, man, I lost 30 pounds, man. This is how I dealt with my ice cream, man. I used to eat a lot of ice cream. You know, so now what I do, I just cut it in thirds. You know what I'm saying? I just eat that one third. Don't eat it out the box. Now you know I relate to it, right? I'm trying to get finished. Look, so... You know, okay, I guess I'm laughing at myself. But then, you know, you had a little Haagen-Dazs card, right? So it's like, you open that card up, you know damn well you're going to eat that whole thing, man. You know what I'm saying? So if you eat out the card, you're going to eat the whole thing. You know, it's always just, one more spoon, you know. One more spoon. Well, you know you're at the bottom, right? So I said, you know, just cut it in third, put the rest of it in the freezer, just eat that third, right? So the point is this, that the improvement. I lost my point. So that's what you shouldn't do. You shouldn't do all that laughing. I couldn't help it. It just got away from me. Any case, so the idea. Is, oh, yeah, the women, the married men. Yeah. So, man, we're talking about health. So, I'm saying we are swimming in women unmarried. At some level, it's a sin on men. It's got to be. Allah created you to be alone. Created her to be alone. And I put her existential situation such that she is, in relative terms, dependent on men. And so even as a woman is capable of doing all those other material things, etc., for her, there is the soul that is the feminine. There's a soul that is the woman that no matter what she's surrounded by, she can be in a good car, in a nice home, with a nice bank account, et cetera, that feminine soul reality yearns for ar-rijal, and willing to be responsible. And Allah has created men for that responsibility. And to not accept that responsibility is to deny God's order to you. Something's going to get you. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, but I'm just saying, I think that, I know that hits a little bit raw, but okay, you don't do what God said. Yeah, my minute 26 seconds over. So you act like this, okay, I ain't worried about that. Well, you're doing something. Hello? Yeah. You know, there ain't no monks. You're doing something. Keep it 100. You're doing something. Because there's a part of you that also yearns for gratification. And you're going to run up on the wrong. I can't use none of those words because you think I'm using the vulgar term for it. You're going to run up on the wrong person. And it's going to be curtains. Going to be curtains. It'll be too late after that. So I am saying we have to get energetic. We have to get motivated. We have to recognize our obligation in that regard. We talk about charity for the homeless and charity for the poor. They tell us, what about charity for righteous women who have a right? It's not just, they ain't begging. I have a right from God by nature on you. You don't have an obligation. May Allah have mercy on us, forgive us our shortcomings and errors. Rabbana, Rabbi ja'alni mukma salatu min zuriyatu Rabbana wa taqabil du'a. Rabbana wa fili wa li wa li daya wa li mu'amin ina yawma yaqum al-hisab. Our Lord, make us to keep our prayer and our offspring too. Our Lord, accept our dua. Our Lord, grant your protection to us and to our parents and to the righteous on the day when your reckoning will be taken. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zuriyatina qurrata ayni wa ja'al al-muttaqin imam. Oh, our Lord, give us mates and offspring that will be beautiful in our eyes and give us the grace to be examples for righteous people. Ameen. Allahumma ameen. Alhamdulillah. So as not to take any more time after. Inshallah, Sunday, we have a special guest, Sister Karima Rashid. Some of you may have known something about her. Karima, most often when she's mentioned. She's a nurse and she's a very, very, very astute and an advocate of healthy eating. So the sponsorship is from New Africa Kitchen and also the Muslim Women's Group, a Quranic-based naturopath that has the kind of insight into the nature of the nature of corporations and how they affect our health and how they make eating halal and tayyib almost impossible. Just about anything you take off the shelf, mashallah. The point is just for exposure, to have an opportunity to just, okay, hear it, you know. And he said, okay, you know, you don't think you're going to be able to slam on the brakes on everything. And I'm not trying to cool it down. I'm just trying to say to you that sometimes we get something and we say, well, let's go, you know. No. But it's knowledge in a way. And she's got Quran. She come off like that. You understand what I'm saying? On the health, nutrition piece out of the Quran. So, mashallah. So, inshallah, that's going to be after Sheikh's class tomorrow and after Zuhr. Oh, that's Sunday. Okay, Sunday. Alhamdulillah. Also upcoming is January 1. Is going to be special crab. I'm sorry. I'm doing impromptu right now. Gumbo. It's going to be some crab, isn't it? It's a... So give me the title. What's the title of it? Gumbo with all the fixing. Fish fry. All right. So we're going pre-orders only. So yeah. So you gotta get your orders in now. And that'll be it. Thank you so much, Waqim As-Salaam. Brothers and sisters, if you will, we're not going to do as we traditionally do, the dhikr after and the like, is not, that's never an obligation to, for the salah. But the point is, I'm going to not do that, but then we want to do janazah al-ghayb for Robin Muhammad, Wasfi Muhammad the second. His wife passed away over the weekend when we had time to be grateful. So we're going to stand up and do janazah al-ghayb for her, inshallah. Okay? Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع مالا وعددا يحسب أن ماله أخلدا كلا لا ينبضان في الحتمة وما أدراك ما الحتمة نار الله الموقدة التي تتعالي على الآفدة إنها عليهم محسدة في أمد ممددة الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماءون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تقيمة الحمد لله سيستان فضي جنازة إن شاء الله So how many rows we got? How many rows among the sisters? How many? You have two? Okay, what do we have here? Okay, Brothers in the rows right behind. Step up and make that front row. No. Stay where you are. The brother standing right behind him, yes. No, we can just line up with him, and he's good. Okay? So now we have five, right? Yes? Okay. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Inna lillahi inna ilayhi rajiun. May Allah grant His mercy and forgiveness in paradise, inshallah. Bless you.